Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to College Life Engagement with Life Coach Tommy Brown. I am the founder of College Life Engagement, a coaching program practice here in Boone, North Carolina. We work with students throughout the nation and with their parents. We walk with students into, through, and beyond college, collaborating creatively with each student to inspire engagement, facilitate learning, enliven the fullness of their energy so that they may express their true selves in and for the world. I can be contacted at 828-719-8741 and at collegelifeengagement.com. I'm excited today to have as my guests my own son, who are both college students, and their girlfriend, who are all visiting here at our house during the holiday season. My oldest son, Hayden Brown, my youngest son, Schaefer Brown, Hayden's girlfriend, Brittany Edge, and Schaefer's girlfriend, Katie Hopkins, and I'm excited to have them as the guest on the show today, talking about navigating college life, relationships, and experiences for success. And they're all four successful college students, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves and tell you who they are, where they're from, and where they're in school, the major, minor, all of that sort of information. So, Brittany, why don't you begin?
Okay. Well, my name is Brittany Edge, and I'm from Ware's Valley, Tennessee, or Sevierville, Tennessee, where Dolly Parton's from. I am at Maryville College, about 30 minutes away from there, and I'm an economics major. I'm a senior there, a third-year senior, so I finished in 3 years. And I'm an RA. I'm the president of a club called Peace and World Concern.
Okay. Hayden, you want to get started?
Yeah. My name is Hayden Brown. I'm a senior at Maryville College. I'm a history major with a philosophy minor. Finishing up my senior year, the activities I'm involved in are primarily running cross-country for Maryville College. I'm also involved in a lot of the chapel activities at school and a lot of the service work they do there. So alternative spring break, things of that nature.
Katie.
Hello, I'm Katie Hopkins. I'm currently a junior at Western Carolina University, and my major is philosophy, and I have a minor in gender and sexuality studies. I am involved in the feminist organization on campus, and I also have a job on campus, which I work about 20 hours a week at, and I'm excited to be here.
And I am Schaefer Brown. I am a freshman at the Kansas City Art Institute in Kansas City, Missouri. I am in the foundations program there this year, and I will be going into illustration. I am the founder of the Bad Cinema Club at Kansas City Art Institute, where we watch horrid film.
That's great. Yeah, these are great folks. I'm enjoying the holidays. My wife Karen and I are enjoying the holidays, having them here. We're actually getting ready for a party tonight, having friends over, and it's a lot of fun. It's one of the special things being a parent of college students is having them come home, reconnecting with them, and then having them also bring their special friends home with them. It's great, and I wish everybody a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and this Happy New Year coming up. We'll just get the conversation started. This conversation is going to dig into a lot of different stuff. As I said, these are students all doing well in college, which I'm very proud of. And so the first question, what have you learned that has helped you be successful in your academic classroom and for Schaefer's studio work? And what would you recommend to first-year students in regards to finding or discovering or navigating that academic success? I'll start with you, Hayden.
Well, I think that the answer to that question depends on some things that are unique to you as an individual. One thing that has been helpful for my success in college is that I have figured out that having a strict regimen is the best way for me to accomplish the goals that I have to accomplish in the course of the semester. The way I have discovered this about myself, and this is the way you learn things in college is through trial and error, the way I've discovered this about myself.
Not too much error, but try to
learn from your mistakes. And probably what I figured out was in the fall when I ran cross country, and we have practice every afternoon, and I go away for meets on the weekends. I found that my academics excelled during that period, just because I knew I only had a set amount of time every day to get what I needed to get done, and I did it. And just having that structure was really helpful to me. And I figured out also in the spring when I lacked that structure, when cross country was gone, I felt a little less driven to get the work done I needed to do. That being said, I got it done. But I did not nearly feel as productive and as driven to work as I did when I had that kind of structure.
That's certainly one of the things that I've discovered working with students is that we have a lot of students who will come in the freshman year and parents will say, hold back on being involved in a lot of things. And they've been really engaged and involved in high school, and they come to college, and they're actually bored.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, and they lose that structure of all, because classes aren't one on top of the other.
Yeah.
They have these long breaks. And so what I hear you saying is that actually finding, being busy and being structured has really worked for you.
Yes, definitely for me. It is, I'm much happier in that sort of environment and feel much more driven to do what I need to do.
Yeah. What about you, Brittany?
I'm a little different. I have to be busy. I feel like I'm more productive when I'm busy. My biggest advice is use the afternoon. No one wants, personally, I don't work well after a certain hour.
Mm-hmm.
After 7 o'clock, I don't want to do anymore. And
yeah.
If I am, I'm probably fairly miserable, and it's because I put it off. So I like to use up my afternoons because I'm not going to, you know, you really want to do things with friends later in the evening.
Yeah.
You're probably not going to be doing anything that fun at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And sure, you just got out of class, but I think that's my most productive time.
The 9 to 5 schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need to stretch that, and I had a policy, and I encourage students to not work past 10 in the evening, but as much as possible, stick within that 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Kate, what about you?
For me, I'd put a bit of a mixture of Hayden and Brittany that I find academic success when I have a schedule, but I also take time to schedule in things that are relaxing for me so I don't become too stressed out by the amount of work that I have to do. Being a philosophy student, you do a lot of research and write a lot of papers as opposed to taking a very large amount of tests. And so for me, I like to take my classes in the morning and do like a 9 and a 10 and 11 o'clock, sometimes a noon class. And then once I get out of class, I'll go to the library and spend my time doing work. And then in the evenings, I either work or I take time to do things that I find relaxing and make sure that I'm not being entirely overwhelmed by the amount of work that I have to do. And I also am able to just focus myself when I have built-in time to relax and do things like that.
Great. Schaefer, your experience is a little different being an art student, I'm sure, that the studio time and access to that and all that's a little different. So what have you found that's worked for you in your first semester?
Yeah, so I would say I'm a more extreme version of Katie in that the time that I take off is very important to me. The time that I take to nap and relax and take a break from doing work is just as important as the work that I'm doing, because I've had this ethic beaten into me by my instructors that you should work quickly and you should work well.
Mm-hmm.
And if I allow myself to do those two things, then I can have plenty of time to relax and just keep my mental health okay. But I found that can be applied to my academics as well. When I sit down to write a paper, I make sure that I stay focused, I stay on it, and if I start writing not well, then I will take a break and just let it sit there for a while before I can write well again.
Yeah, okay. So what I'm hearing is from all four of you is find what works for you. Make that an intentional part of the process of when settling into college, is finding the structure that works for you. But I will say, working late at night, as you said, Brittany, often does, people will get into those habits, think that the pressure or putting things off to the last minute, which is also, I heard you say, Schaefer, is the discipline of going ahead and working fast or quickly, working well, getting things done, and not just putting them off until the deadline.
Right.
Right. You can never take a break. So, you know, if I'm writing a paper and suddenly I'm not, it's not flowing well anymore. I couldn't take a break if I had waited for my paper.
Right. Yes. So you don't, if you aren't getting ahead and prep work and making it a process and waiting until the last minute, you don't have the opportunity.
Right.
That's a great point.
I would add that another big advantage of working ahead is that you don't, it doesn't take time out of other things that you might need to do, like sleeping or having time for relationships. So
which we're going to get.
I have a good friend who definitely thinks he does his best work at last minute, and he does great work. I can't deny that he's really smart and can do it, but he suffers immensely for it. And I do not recommend that anybody do what he does.
A lot of students will do that. Yeah, and part of the whole college experience is learning how you work in pressure situations. So, you know, using this and trying a few different things, but really making that part of the learning process is a really important thing. So, great. Just want to give a quick promo. We're on Blog Talk Radio on the Life Coach Radio Network. This is Tommy Brown with College Life Engagement Coaching. And I'm with Hayden Brown, Schaefer Brown, Brittany Edge, and Katie Hopkins. My two sons and their girlfriends home from college for the holiday break. And we're having a conversation about success in college and navigating college successfully. And if you'd like to call in and join the conversation, the number is 646-716-9397, and I invite you to do so. We'll get you in the queue and add you to the conversation. All of college certainly is not the classroom. There's so much more, and that's one of the things that students really find is there's these big breaks, and there's all this time, especially when you're living on campus, don't have a job yet, maybe your first year. And y'all all talked about what you're involved in outside the classroom. So what have you learned from the outside the classroom, outside the academic experience? What have you learned through those experiences and those opportunities, specifically about yourself or about working with others? And we'll start with you, Kate.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've discovered that even more than I knew before I went to college, that I am definitely an introvert. And part of the thing that I have to do for myself outside of the classroom is once I've spent time in the classroom, I tuck myself away in a corner and I spend a little time by myself. And that's something that I have to do for mental health and something that I find to be regenerating for me. And that's something that when I first came to college, I really tried to be really involved, which I still am, but, you know, I went out with friends and I had a good time and I met lots of people. And I really enjoyed myself, but I did discover that that took a lot out of me, and I had to take time and be sure that I sit down and I read a book if I want to, or I do some knitting, which is something that I do regularly.
Lovely knitting.
And it's a bit uncommon for a lot of college students to feel that way, but if that's something that you feel like you have to do, it's important to take those steps to do something that you have to do to succeed.
Yeah. Hayden, what about you?
Well, I would have to say getting involved outside of campus in other activities, be it work or volunteering with an organization.
We're going to get to work.
Or anything like of that sort. I think it's really important because any kind of college or university setting will be something of a bubble that you will see the same people every day and they will see you and you can become very comfortable in this environment. But being able to open up and engage with the broader community, it's really important, I feel like, for years like college that are so formative to you, it's a really big deal to just get to know other people. I can say relationships I've had with people in churches that I've gone to or even the job I work now, just knowing people outside of campus, I learned a lot from those relationships, and I've had a lot of great experiences because of it. So I highly recommend getting involved on campus is important, but also looking for opportunities off campus as well.
Brittany, what about you?
Well, I'm involved with on and off campus, maybe too involved on campus sometimes. Being an RA is a really hard job.
Okay.
But being the president of an organization is a lot of fun. It's a lot more fun than being an RA because I get to meet freshmen and pull them into things and get them involved in ways that I think are healthy ways to be involved on campus. And
define healthy. I mean, what do you mean when you say or when
well,
you
talk? Well, when I have a freshman come to me, I'd love to be people more concerned. I'm not going to immediately ask them to do big projects.
Okay.
You know, we've been on a lot of events. I don't want to overwhelm them.
Yeah.
So, like you were saying, it's nice to have a schedule. So, you know, it's nice to say, well, they're going to be here every 2 day at our meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be here when we have dinner together this day.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to give them all the things that are going on behind the scenes unless they are really prepared for that. Because that can be overwhelming.
And part of it also, I mean, at Appalachian, I teach at Appalachian, and that's my experience where I work with students primarily, and it's an 18,000 student school. Katie, you're at 10,000. Y'all have 1,200 at Marable, roughly. And Schaefer, you have?
Like 1,500, maybe.
Okay. At the so it's the various bubble sizes are different. But what you said about the bubble on campus, that's one of the things that students their freshman year get so into the bubble of campus that they don't realize there's a community outside. And one of the intentional things that a lot of the clubs and organizations help students do, especially the service organization, is to reach out into the community.
Right.
And I think that's I really encourage students to get involved where they're going to be connecting with some folks, as you said, hey, that are outside the campus community, not faculty, you know, and relationships potentially with some mentors, some community folks who all they are is they become friends. They're not there with some agenda, and that's, you know, a giving grade. They're not there in some professional circumstance. But getting to know some folks in the community is really important. Schaefer, what about you as far as you've been to college one semester, so getting involved in things, and what are you experiencing about the bubble, perhaps?
Yeah, so I'm not doing a very good job of breaking out of the bubble at our school. I mean, because the thing is, most of the things that me and my friends do together are so integrated with our study.
Yeah.
We joke about art history and draw all the time, and that's what we do in
art
studio
history
as well.
Wow.
So, really highbrow.
Yeah.
So it's hard to find things that aren't just already seamlessly in my experience, which I'm very grateful for, is that I have a college experience where I'm doing everything I want to do.
Yeah.
And I find myself very lucky with that. As far as breaking out of the bubble, I do have some plans to join more service organizations. Like, we have a few organizations on campus that do art-related activities for the communities and schools and things like that, which I'm planning on doing next semester. But
See, one of the things that came to mind is also and y'all can help me with this, is the experience from first year through sophomore, junior, senior on in a traditional campus setting. How different did you experience involvement or, you know, college in those, in the various years you've been there? Katie, you're 3 years into this.
Yes.
So how different was it from your freshman year to now?
I think my freshman year was entirely different from my sophomore and junior years so far because it was I was getting onto campus, you know, and I had plans originally that just totally did a 180, and it was where I was involved originally is not where I ended up being now. And the friends that I made my freshman year, I was involved in the marching band, and I had plans on being a pre-nursing major. And by halfway through my freshman year, everything just flip-flopped. And I decided that I no longer wanted to do marching band, and I decided that pre-nursing was just not going to be the major for me. And so when I discovered a little bit more about myself and getting into college. My friend group changed, and obviously all of my professors changed, and people that I hung out with on a daily basis, and moving to a different part of campus, living in a different dorm was a very different experience, and just learning things about myself that helped me evolve from being a freshman to being an upperclassman on campus has been a total juxtaposition.
Yeah, has it been, and it's been, I love the word evolution that you use, and that's the opportunity you have in this short time that college is to really evolve. 18-year-olds are so different than 21-year-olds, and I guess work with all of them, and just that shift, and to know, one of my favorite lines to tell students is, now is not for always. I actually used that in a sermon this morning. But now the experiences you're having, if you're struggling now, this is not forever, and you can make the changes. Y'all want to say anybody else want to chime in on this?
I mean, I think I cast my net really wide my freshman year.
Yeah.
I mean, my small group of friends and I had several organizations that we went to every week. And it might have been like five different clubs that we went to every week.
Wow.
And so, they were all things, they were great clubs. I'm not involved in all of them anymore, but they were all things I was interested in. And then my sophomore year, I ended up having to be the president of one of the clubs, but I was able to narrow down what things I felt like were highly effective clubs. So something might have been, started with good intentions, but doesn't like do a lot on campus or something like that. So I kind of cut those clubs out and figured out what things I was more passionate about. And
one of the images also that I use in working with students is the funnel,
mm-hmm.
is that freshman year is like this wide open top of the funnel.
Right.
And the process of college, and if you go on to grad school, is this narrowing and focus. But one of the things that says is, okay, your freshman year, be open.
Right.
Try everything. Almost. Try a lot. So, Hayden, what about your experience? And then I want to move on to working. Folks working during college. But what about the...
I kind of like that funnel metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people trend towards that normally. Definitely at Maryville, people do try to... The people that want to be involved, like, try lots of different things, and then they find what makes them comfortable. I think college for me has been somewhat of an evolution.
I want to challenge that a little bit. Is it what makes you comfortable or what resonates with you? Because I think those may be different things.
I think they're different, but I think both of them apply. You definitely, your first year of college, I think people really want to make a home.
Uh-huh.
They do want to feel at home in college. That's what most of what I was focused on freshman year was like, is this a place that I like? And getting to know the people that I wanted to have relationships with and finding my way into the organizations and groups that I wanted to be a part of. Things like picking your major, you're essentially picking like who you're going to end up studying with, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think freshman year is a process of finding that home. And then after freshman, sophomore year and finding your place, I think then you challenge yourself and find the things that are really meaningful and really resonate with you.
Okay. You want to say?
If I think that that's quite how it works.
What would you say?
I think that just because you find your home your freshman year, that home might not be where you end up staying either.
Yeah.
And that sometimes you find your home and you put some pictures up on the wall, but then it just doesn't. You find some holes and it doesn't work out.
Right, right.
And quickly what was your home becomes uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And one of the important things is moving away from that and finding things that resonate better for you.
Yeah.
And so I think one of the biggest challenges for me was realizing that I wasn't the same person that I was freshman year, sophomore year. And so there were things I was involved in and people that I hung out with that I had become comfortable with, and I had to move outside and be uncomfortable again.
Yeah.
Yes, it was very similar for me that I found a space that I thought I was comfortable with, and when I got there, I realized that this was just not for me, and I tried to stay there I tried to make the moldy house into my home, and I kept trying to do that for a while, and eventually I just realized this is not going to work. And if you realize that you're in a place that you're really not comfortable with, or that you don't feel is meaningful, that doesn't resonate with you, that you just don't want to do that anymore, you don't want to be that person anymore, it's important to take the steps that you need to take to move on to a new home.
Yeah, I think that's a great... Although I caution about doing that easily,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of students will say, oh, this isn't working for me, I'm going to transfer.
Right.
But even being able to shift, as you said, as you've done, Katie, and I think as you talked about, Brittany, about shifting and finding how that works in the same place.
Yeah, I don't think
not so. The transfer is mm-hmm. not a okay idea for some people, but I really, really question it, and I really, really challenge students on that. But finding how I can make this place or
right.
this situation work with a few changes, mm-hmm. not with these dramatic, I'm going to where the grass is greener
yeah.
kind of change. So great conversation. Again, this is College Life Engagement. I'm Tommy Brown. I'm a life coach. I'm sitting here having a conversation at our kitchen table with my two sons and their two girlfriends, and they're all in college, and I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to share experiences and talk about navigating college successfully. If you want to be part of the conversation, the number is 646-716-9397, and we're on Blog Talk Radio and the Life Coach Radio Network. Work. Katie, you're working.
Yes.
Right now, Hayden, you're working. Brittany, you have a weekend job. You've worked during college. Shaper, you're not working yet, but you're planning on it.
Yes.
So let's talk about working during college and what that has given you. You know, what's the complications? How's it helped you? And would you recommend it? Why or why not? Hayden.
Okay. So I have a job on campus right now. I work in the student court, actually, and I make food for all the happy students on campus. And I really do enjoy it.
They're all happy at Coley? That's why I said...
At Coley! Well, I was very nervous about it at first because I knew that I was going to have to schedule my time better and it was going to be... a drain to be on my feet for many hours during the day. But I end up really enjoying it, and I love the people that I work with, but it is something that I do have to schedule my time around. It's something that if you feel like you don't have something that you have to schedule your time around, or if you would like to be earning money, or if you feel that that's something that would be necessary for you to do while you're in college, it can be a wonderful experience. And I really enjoy my time. That the reason that I love working on campus so much is because I work with other students and I work with people who are familiar with working with students,
mm-hmm.
who understand that I am a college student and I have homework to do. And at this time in my life, that is my priority, is to put college before my work. And when I go into work, I usually I work from usually 5 to 11 o'clock at night. And then I go home and I go right to bed. And what we were talking about earlier with scheduling your time is making sure that my homework gets done in the afternoon. And I go to class in the morning and then homework and then work at night. And it does take up a lot of time. And if you're a kind of person who understands that that your social life is really important, or that you feel like working would be a detriment to your schoolwork, then I would certainly wouldn't suggest it. But if it's something that you feel like making money is very important, or you feel like you can balance work and schoolwork, then it could be something that could be beneficial towards the students.
Yeah, and I realize that a lot of students, more and more, maybe it's always been this case, but I see more and more students do not have the choice
mm-hmm.
but to work. With the expense of college, with the expense of housing while in college, those sorts of things. And a lot of students are having to make the choice of staying and working and doing community college and then finishing a four-year degree as transfer students. Hey, you've been working the last 2 years, kind of, and especially this last year. What's that experience like for you, and how has it complicated things?
Okay, well, I work at a place called Little River Trading Company, and it's basically an outdoor outfitters kind of store, so lots of boots, outdoor apparel.
I don't know that we can advertise.
Well, it's a nice place to work. I would have to second what Katie said about it's good to work a job in college as long as your employer is understanding that you are a college student first. That is definitely the case where I work. A lot of the people they've hired on are Maryville College students or are kind of in that age range, and they're very understanding about they know they can't schedule me to work when I have like an exam or like an exam week and that sort of thing. So I think it's very important to have an employer that understands that you are a student first. That being said, work has its responsibilities and it takes time, but honestly for me it's been one of those nice regimens that I enjoy, that I know I'm working from this period and I have to get this done before I go and I need to get this done afterwards and then I sleep. So I think since it isn't a choice that many people don't have the choice not to work in college,
right.
I think it is best you find work on terms that are agreeable when you know you can work and what work you need to get done at with school and that sort of thing.
Which is going back to that 9-to-5 mindset, knowing that you're already basically working a 30-to-40-hour job while in school.
Mm-hmm.
How many hours can you do on top of
yeah.
that is one of the things that I talk with students on. And if they've got to work more, well, they may have to do less, fewer classes,
mm-hmm.
and take longer, go to summer school, those sorts of things. There's mm-hmm. ways to arrange it if the schools will work with you and if your employers will work with you. It's really, that's something I think we're going to be seeing more and more. One of the things I think that's important also about working as in this economy, and especially this is about people getting out of college, early on you may have several jobs post-college, or it's becoming more and more common in the economy that we have and in the type of economy that we have where people just have several jobs. I currently have four. And learning to juggle those, learning to navigate that successfully is an important thing, I think, and college is a good place to begin to learn that. It's not easy, but you're learning a lot, and all of what we've been talking about, I think, is about how college is about learning as much outside the classroom as you do inside the classroom, and approaching the whole thing as a learning process. One of the best places to learn about yourself and about others is dorm life. Want to talk a little bit about experiences with dorm life. Schaefer, talk about the experiences with dorm life and what you're learning at art school living on campus.
Okay, so I've technically been in college for a semester, but I've been doing dorms
sure.
since this summer before my senior year.
Yeah.
I went to Governor's School, and then I went to School of the Arts down in Winston-Salem for that year. And so I've been doing dorms for a while, and I'm pretty over it. It's a strange thing to wake up and see the same people every day in their towels or with their coffee or
yeah.
doing homework that they started at 4 a.m.
Yeah. You learn a lot about people.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's one of the takeaways from dorm life. Is there's a lot of people watching, and there's
yeah.
a lot of you can very quickly learn that people in your dorm are people that you can associate with yourselves and form positive relationships
yeah.
with or negative ones through both work
and vice versa.
Yeah,
you may click with some people and you don't click with everybody.
Right.
Yeah. Brittany, you're an RA, so yeah.
So. I don't know. I think, personally, my freshman year, I came away thinking, and I sort of still hold this idea, but I think that one of the most unique things about, specifically undergrad, is that I wake up every morning and I can have breakfast with my friends.
Yeah.
And they're right there. You know, I don't have to ask them to drive anywhere. Like, it's the only time in my life where I'm really going to have all of my friends right there with me. And I love that. I really do. I love being able to walk over to my friend's, you know, mm-hmm. residence hall. I feel like my RV could be listening. I can't call the dorm. but I do feel like it's...
And if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-9397.
But I mean, it does change. I mean, you get tired of it after that. Like, I think you learn a lot about yourself. You learn about the things that you work well with, you know, people that you work well with. Certainly, I think, you know, I don't encourage switching roommates, even if they make you miserable, unless you're worried for your physical safety.
Yeah.
You should live through it. It's an important experience. Just like having a job is an important experience, sometimes you're miserable. But it does get old. And as much as you learn during that period, I understand why people, by their senior year, say, I just want to be back here.
Yeah, and I want to choose who I'm rooming with. Hey, you've gotten to choose more the last several years with the arrangement at Maribel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's your dorm experience and learning then?
So freshman year, I was I roomed with a guy who ran cross country that year, and honestly, the course of that relationship was a lot like a romantic relationship. There was like a honeymoon phase where my roommate and I got along really well, and we did everything together, and it was super fun. And then gradually, we just got on each other's nerves. That was a really valuable experience to me because I discovered how vindictive and mean of a person I can be, though I think I'm really not.
Yourself.
Yeah.
You learned that about yourself.
I learned that somebody can annoy me so much that I stop caring. which it was good for my personal growth because I learned where I can be a bad person, which is important. And I learned also how to, in some ways, be less tolerant towards people and in some ways be more tolerant. Anyways, it's just good. As long as you don't let it ruin other aspects of your life, the frustrations of dorm life are okay.
Yeah.
And I think it is a necessary thing. The last few years I got to pick who I live with. I live with guys I'm really good friends with. Don't hang out with them all the time, but it's really nice to live with people that you get along with.
One of the tricks about, I mean, most of the people that I know who are coming to college have had rooms by themselves. Not everybody, certainly. And suddenly you're thrown into these small rooms with another person. And so, Katie, you what's the experience been like for you?
For me, it's been something that is just an eye-opener all around. It's interesting now. I roomed with my best friend last semester, and now she and I live in a house together. So we're not living in the same room currently, but there are just things that we've had to be very communicative about. And it's hard to say some things to your best friend, but sometimes you got to say, hey, I really don't appreciate that. Would you mind turning down your music while I'm trying to sleep, or turning off the television while I'm trying to sleep, or if you could, you know, like take your phone conversation with your boyfriend into the hallway, that would be really cool, or something like that. And there are just things that she and I have, having grown up in very different environments, it's hard to, for me, some things might seem totally natural that she thinks are really weird, and vice versa. She has no problem just bringing people into the dorm room and hanging out and saying hello. And for me, that's something that I have to be open about. And I'm sure there are things that I do that pull at her chain too, that she probably just thinks are really weird that I do. Like, because I'm an introvert and she is certainly not, she probably thinks it's really weird that I hate, not that I hate, but that I enjoy, that I enjoy spending time by myself. She might think that that's kind of strange. But we've learned to be very open, and working on communication with one another has been huge in her and my relationship. And I love living with her, but it's something that I think everybody learns when they live with somebody new, that if you don't tell somebody something, there's no way they're going to know about it. That if you don't tell people that their hair in the shower annoys you so much you could scream, they're never going to know it. And so you have to really be willing to communicate to somebody when you live in a very close close quarters like that.
Isn't that, that's great, great stuff. That conflict is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to have conflict. And learning how to deal with that constructively.
Yeah, that's usually the biggest problem with us as staffers and selectors.
Yeah.
Is especially freshman year, you know, they can be curious with their roommates, but they would rather switch roommates and never talk to their roommate about the reasons why they're upset with them. And, you know, I have girls come to me all, because I worked in a freshman all-girl breakfast hall last year. And they'll always come up to you and tell you, you know, my roommate is too loud. And I say, well, have you talked to your roommate about why they're too loud? Well, no, I don't want her to get mad. Like, I'm actually going to talk to her if you haven't talked to me.
Yeah.
I'm not your mother. And your mother shouldn't be handling these things for you either.
Yeah.
So speaking about learning a lot about relationships, y'all are in relationships with one another. Schaefer and Katie have been dating for over 2 years.
Yes.
Yep.
And most of that has been in a long-distance relationship. Thankful for Scott, pardon.
Yes.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Okay. And then Katie, Hayden and Brittany, y'all been dating for over a year.
A year and 2 months.
Yeah. So, but are dating on the same campus.
Mm-hmm.
And both graduating and all facing all that together. So let's talk a little bit about relationships, what you've learned, what you recommend to other students regarding college relationships, and how has being in a relationship contributed to college success, and how has it been a complication or distraction? So who wants to go first?
You want to step up to the stage?
Yeah, go, Schaefer.
Schaefer and I will go first. So Schaefer and I are in a long-distance relationship, which has been certainly both beneficial and detrimental in some ways, in that I tend to be the kind of person who needs to be pushed to do work, and I can rely on Schaefer. If I ask him, I need to, if we're Skyping at night, and I say, I need to get off at 8 o'clock, and do my homework, I can be sure that Schaefer can hold me to do something like that, which I really appreciate. And then there are times, you know, if I get off at 8 o'clock and then I'm trying to write a paper and I'm not focusing very well and I'm just thinking how nice it would be just to, you know, like sit on the couch with Schaefer and watch a movie instead, that's a way that it can be somewhat detrimental, and that a long-distance relationship can be distracting like that. But it's certainly been more beneficial to my academic career than detrimental.
And what I hear you saying is that it's been a focusing thing for you.
Yes.
Okay.
Schaefer for me is a constant in a way that many other things tend to change quite a bit, which I have a hard time dealing with, like some of us do. So whenever something happens, I can, you know, when we... like you were saying about Skype, that we Skype every night, like, and we make sure that just to say hello and how was your day and just to catch up with one another, and it's nice to have that there for both of us, that we're going to have a constant there for each other.
Cool. Cool, Shape.
And adding on to that, having someone that lives outside of your bubble is extremely important, because Katie grounds me in a way that no one on campus can, because all my friends are frustrated with the same things and angry at different things, and I think they're dumb for being angry at them, and then Katie can just be here and be separate from that, be away from that, and be...
So there's the perspective.
Yes.
That y'all provide for each other, because you're not involved. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. What about y'all? Hayden and Brittany... on-campus relationship.
Right. Academically, Hayden's good to do work with because I like to talk a lot. And when Hayden sits down to do work, he will work for like 5 hours without stopping, which to me is just maddening. I would, like, by the fifth hour, I would be like wiggling. And so it's good because I can sit down with him and be really productive, partially because I would feel guilty about talking because he would look at me. So for me, it's good. But of course, you also have balancing the time that you spend with different with Hayden and the time he spends working and the time he spends with other friends.
How have y'all navigated that? What's been the approach on that?
I mean, we're both very busy.
Yeah.
We couldn't even spend all of our time together, which is good. But we also have different friends. I mean, I have several really good girlfriends who I spend time with. And so we nurture outside relationships.
Yeah, there are certainly things we do together, like we'll go on walks together, or like cook meals or something like that. But I do cross country, and Brittany's not there for like any of that, really. Or I've got work and that sort of thing. So I think it is finding a balance between things you do together and things that you do separately. We study together all the time, so a lot of the time
So one of the things in your relationship that you've chosen to do is the studying thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's good. Kind of the nice thing about on a small campus, you do see your significant other a lot, which is a nice thing. It's really good. But the kind of relationship I would want in a college relationship, which I feel like I have now, is a relationship that makes my life easier rather than more complicated. I'm really not into drama, and I'm not into being really upset, and I really like being able to talk through emotions and that sort of thing. So just having a partner that's really open to that sort of communication is really good. And when I'm having struggles or I have my doubts or I'm upset about something, I have somebody I can talk to that knows me in certain ways that can give me some perspective on matters.
So even up close.
Yeah, even up close.
Y'all are involved in enough different things that you can give each other perspective.
Yeah, valuable perspective. Well, I feel like we often ask each other for advice on things. Is this the right way I'm handling this? Or,
right, am I overreacting?
Yeah. So it's nice.
Cool. So how do y'all find these relations? How do people, would you recommend to other students that they find a relationship? I mean, it's not necessarily a choice, but is it something you would do if you had it to do over again?
I mean, even if you
are... It's hard to say with each other here, but yeah.
I think even if you're not in a romantic relationship, I think it's a good idea to have maybe not a partner, but a significant other, even if that significant other is not a romantic interest, but like a best friend or a sibling that you can have as your constant, I suppose. And I think that having somebody like that can be really beneficial. I know my roommate and her best friend are so together all the time, and they love spending time with one another, and they're life partners in that way. And I think for certain people, it can be really good to have somebody that they spend their time with. I think for me, it's really enjoyable, but I certainly wouldn't suggest, if you're the kind of person who really likes to have more free and open relationships and likes meeting people and likes spending time with lots of different people, maybe it might not be a good idea to have a significant other.
Yeah.
It just depends.
I would have other thoughts on that. It totally depends. Like, where you are in your own personal development matters a lot. It's a lot to be in a mature relationship with somebody, and I think you have to know a good bit about yourself. And in other ways, like, you might just be in a place where you do need to meet a lot of other people and have a lot of experiences. Relationships allow you to explore a lot about yourself and learn all these other things, but I think there's always important things to learn, even as a single person.
Mm-hmm.
In between relationships and college, I spent about a year single. And I wouldn't trade that time for anything because I just learned a lot about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was in college and got to challenge myself in lots of interesting ways. That makes me thankful for the relationship I have now.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that was valuable time as well. So it really totally depends.
So a couple of things I'm hearing are don't get caught up in the drama and find a relationship that actually grounds you and gives perspective on what's going on in your life. Brittany.
But I also think I struggle to say, don't be in a relationship if A, B, or C. I wouldn't necessarily say that thing.
Yeah.
And I think that, if you find yourself in a situation where you think you might be interested in being in a relationship with another person, regardless of whether that relationship pans out well, I had a train wreck of a relationship my freshman year. A miracle that kind of drug on far longer than it should have, almost somewhat into sophomore year. that I learned so much about myself, and, you know, it was a unique experience, and I don't have hard feelings with them. And we might have it at some point, but we're friends. But I feel like I learned so much from that, that it's not just...
So if you're learning, if you're growing, if you're becoming more and learning from the experience.
But even if you grow out of the relationship itself, you're learning valuable things. I don't think I would have such a good relationship now if I hadn't.
Cool. That's excellent. Let's talk about, so y'all are home for the holidays and coming home. So what's it like coming home from college? We've got just a few more minutes. We're on Life Coach Radio Network. This is College Life Engagement, Tommy Brown, talking to four college students, my two sons and a girlfriend. So I'm putting it out there. What's it like coming back home, guys?
Oh, it's so cute. So many of the things are the same, but so many things are different. It's just so cool. I think every year that I've been away in college, I've come to appreciate what my parents have done for me more and more.
We're not paying it.
But it just gives you perspective. Like every time I come back, I realize like I am who I am in large part because who my parents are. I know not everybody has. Lots of people have relationships with their parents that are different. But more and more, I feel like I'm a friend with my parents, which is really nice. That being said, coming home is great because you don't have to worry about getting all your meals and that sort of thing. You don't have to spend that much money. It's great.
The refrigerator!
It's all the time. But really coming home just makes me thankful. And but it also makes me thankful for being away from home.
Shaker, what about you?
Yeah, well, it's sort of different considering the long distance thing. Like, just being home is when I get to be with Katie. So it's strange. I only spend about one-third of the time fully awake, which is not a way I get to spend my academic and artistic career. But, yeah, coming home is nice and seeing that some of the people from my life pre-college doing well is nice, and seeing that some relationships don't pan out is...
What have you learned about yourself? What have you recognized that you've learned about yourself by coming home? How have you changed?
I don't feel like I have that much.
Okay.
I feel like I've grown in a very similar direction, I feel.
So the course that you were on, continued on.
Yeah, I continued. I have grown. I just don't think that there's been any major splintering or offset from that course.
I would say that. I recognize that. Katie, okay, what about you?
I remember in my freshman year when I was getting homesick that all that I wanted to do was eat my mother's cooking. That's all that I wanted to do when I came home, and it was such a relief to come home for the first time. And I missed my bed. And I got to come home and snuggle into my bed, and it was the greatest thing ever. And so part of what I discovered when I come home is that I like my bed a lot. And I like being there, and I just like being able to spend time with my family, who my family is very, very quiet, like I am in a way, and that being around part of being in college is being around parties and people who are loud in the dorms, and coming home is such a respite from that. It's amazing. And so I love that, and I love cooking with my mother. And really, when I went to college, I'd say that my mother and I were not on the greatest of terms, and going away and realizing what my parents really meant to me, it was really a very growing experience in that sense for me. And so coming home and being with my mother especially has been, I think she and I have really grown a friendship in that sense. And so having that is really beneficial in my life, and having just things that are very comforting to me, and understanding that the things that I find to be comforting are really kind of what make going to college and then coming back home is really an amazing treat to be able to do that.
Cool. Great. Brittany?
I'm starting to see my parents. Like, before I left, I didn't realize it, but they were like roommates. So the things that I did the trip, I'm crazy. Like, my dad hates things. If a single glass was in the sink, he would make a comment about it, and it used to just address me. And still, it kind of drives me crazy. But now I see that, you know, that's why I was here with my roommates. We are roommates. We have to work together.
Yeah.
So I think it's so interesting to look at your family also from this, from a distance in a way, because I live 30 minutes away, but my freshman year, I think I came along 3 times. And when I do, I bring friends from school, too. So I kind of try to make it both a school and home thing. Yeah, I think it's interesting to look at them from a distance, and you become much more patient with them. I know that I've grown a lot as far as just being patient with the things that my parents would say. They're interesting people, and being patient with my younger sister, who's 17, almost 18, and a little fireball. So it's just interesting to come back and
to gain that perspective.
Right.
Yeah. One of the things that's interesting is the shift in relationship, and I can say this with y'all, Hayden and Schaefer, that, you know, learning to navigate as a parent the relationship with adult children who are having their own experiences, who are living their own lives, and then, you know, figuring that out. It so far, I think we're doing it pretty well, but it is hard. It takes work and intention to renegotiate and redefine that relationship and how it's going to work with adult children. So real quick, we're about to wrap up. It's been a wonderful hour here on Life Coach Radio Network, this Blog Talk Radio Network, Tommy Brown with College Life Engagement. And so real quick, what are your plans for the future? Quickly.
Okay, I will start. I hope to one day work in a women's shelter is most likely where I'm headed with my life right now for my plans. So that most likely means graduate school, at most likely for a master's in social work degree. So that means after I graduate from Western that I'll be headed to a program somewhere that I'm not quite sure of yet. But that'll be, once I graduate, I'll probably work for a little while and then go back to graduate school to get a master's in social work and move on to working in a women's shelter.
Cool. Shay?
Well, considering I'm still a freshman, I have 3 more years of college ahead of me in a program that I'm very much excited about with instructors I'm very excited about working with. And hopefully I'll be doing some internships related to illustration and design in the Kansas City area. So. Possibly
and
possibly.
One of my follow-up questions is exactly that. What are you doing now to prepare? And internships is a great way to prepare. Hey, you're getting close to graduation.
Yeah. I'm going to take a year or two off. I'm perhaps thinking of going to graduate school at some point, but right now, as far as I know, I'm planning to work in the Maryville or Knoxville area for a year or two.
Right.
Well, I am going straight to grad school after I graduate in May. I guess not straight, in August I'll be starting grad school for a master's in resource economics, natural resource economics. And I plan on going straight through to PhD as well.
Excellent. It's been a wonderful conversation. I want to thank my guests, Hayden Schaefer, Katie and Brittany. It's been wonderful just to sit here at the kitchen table and have this conversation. Any closing thoughts or awarenesses, takeaways that you've got from the conversation today? Anybody?
College really changes you.
Yeah.
It really does. Just taking the time to reflect, I'm a very different person than I was a few years back.
Yeah. Others.
And not just academic. You're
learning
every aspect of your life.
And to be open to that
is
something that I heard today. What, Katie, any final thoughts?
Just that, I don't know, it's been an amazing experience. And if you end up changing your mind, like don't stick with something that you hate.
Yeah.
And just, I suppose, be wary of the things that are available to you and of the resources that college provides for you.
Yep. There's so much there for you. And what a great way to close the conversation is to just be open to the experiences of college. Parents, take the ride with them, but do it loosely would be my recommendation. Let them have the experiences. Don't call them every day. You know, let them call you and actually discourage that overbearing connection would be a quickie. Give them a chance to make some mistakes and to learn from them. It's a wonderful time, and as Hayden said, the changes you go through in 4 years is amazing. So, again, I'm Tommy Brown. I'm with College Life Engagement. I can be reached at collegelifeengagement.com, tommy@collegelifeengagement.com. And I look forward to hearing from folks if you'd like to talk more about as a student to talk to me, as a parent to talk to me and my colleagues, life coaching to help your college your student be successful in college and to navigate this amazing journey successfully. It's been my pleasure to host this and to have my sons and Brittany and Katie here with me today. Thanks so much, and I look forward to talking with you the next time. I've got a show coming up in January, and I'll also be on the Life Coach chat channel in January. And look forward to talking to you the next time. Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.